Just in time for summer, the folks at Epic Brewing have released a new canned cocktail, the Utah Margarita. A delicious blend of real lime and agave, the Utah Margarita is ready to drink by the river or in the park. And here's the kicker, no need to buy it at a liquor store. Pick up a six-pack of Epic Brewing's Utah Margarita at any local Harmon's or Trader Joe's, or visit Epic Brewing on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City. Today on CityCast Salt Lake, something that helps me keep my head on straight during an election week is focusing on government accountability. Okay, you're elected. Now listen to me. And there's a really big opportunity for that this week in the case of U.S. Magnesium versus the Great Salt Lake. U.S. Magnesium is asking the Utah Division of Water Quality for a permit to draw 100,000 gallons of water per minute out of the dangerously low Great Salt Lake. You know, the lake with toxic dust at the bottom. Alex Veyu is a policy associate at Heal Utah and an organizer with Save Our Great Salt Lake. He's here to break down why now is the time for public intervention. Today is Thursday, November 10th, 2022. I'm Ali Vallarta, and this is CityCast Salt Lake. All right, Alex Veyu, before we get into mining and water rights and all these things, how are you feeling about the status of the Great Salt Lake these days?
I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling hopeful, which is something I always need to remain in my mind. You know, you're giving me the, you're looking shocked, Allie.
Completely shocked. Did not think that was going to be your response.
I mean, it's obviously like a very, it's a dark outlook, realistically, when you kind of look at the facts and all that. But the reason why I say that my outlook is cheery and positive is because we're moving forward and we're starting to get more organized. I'm feeling really hopeful that we've got a lot of great people that are coming out of the woodwork with this U.S. magnesium issue and realizing how ridiculous it is that they want to take 100,000 gallons of water out of the lake a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you there because I want to talk about U.S. Mag. But before we do, I'm going to ask you to give us the spark notes on water rights. Because it is a word that we toss around a lot in conversations about the lake, but I think we take for granted that everyone knows what water rights are. I mean, when we say water rights, what are we talking about?
So a SparkNotes version is water rights are how we decided to divvy up water a long time ago. The system is like ultimately pretty darn outdated and was created in a time where we didn't have the full perfect data sets to properly do something like this. And we're still operating off of that till this day.
Let's talk about the future of water rights and specifically this deal with U.S. Magnesium. Who are these guys? What do they have to do with the lake? What is their water right?
So they are one of the folks who have a water right. They're well within their measure to be pulling out all this water out of the lake. As an environmentalist, I see them as an egregious abuser of not only the water around the Great Salt Lake, but the air quality. So Heal Utah, when we started about 20 years ago, one of our first campaigns was fighting against U.S. Magnesium to clean up their chlorine emissions, because they ultimately were deemed as a Superfund site. You know, there's a lot of different industries that are out on the lake. There's the brine shrimpers that you hear about. There's the salt. There's magnesium. And there's going to be lithium that's going to be mined out there soon. But magnesium, why we're all so upset about magnesium is ultimately they are the only ones that are diverting water from the lake and evaporating it. So they're the only ones who are fighting against our efforts, essentially. So, you know, you kind of work with folks like the brine shrimping industry, the salt industry. They all want to see water in the lake. U.S. Magnesium is pretty much the sole operator who is actively taking water out of the lake.
Why is that?
Ultimately, right now, U.S. Magnesium is the largest domestic producer of magnesium in the United States. So that is where we get all of our magnesium from. Magnesium is super important because it pretty much anything that you're going to be binding metal with, be it my soda can here or my laptop, has to have magnesium in it as a binder to make the metal work. You know, it works on a level with my laptop in the soda can, but ultimately it kind of turns into this national security thing, and it turns into this U.S. war machine thing where, you know, the military industrial complex needs these federally designated critical minerals is what magnesium lies under. This permit is going to eventually, I mean, it has the potential to go to a federal level. At the federal level, the Army Corps of Engineers isn't going to care about some brine shrimp and some flies dying. They care about us being able to have magnesium, because the next sources of magnesium come from China. And you start getting these like jingoistic, xenophobic arguments of like, hey, we need to secure our national security. We need this magnesium. And unfortunately, it's happening in a way that we are going to be seeing all the effects with the toxic dust bowl. And it's interesting that the lake conversation has now reached this point of national security with U.S. magnesium.
First of all, I did not expect your answer to spiral us into national security. But the conversation around the Great Salt Lake continues to be multifaceted. Can you just paint a picture for me exactly how much water is U.S. magnesium pulling out of the lake? Because when we talk about lake levels, it's often like hard to picture.
I have the permit pulled up right here. The project would maintain a conveyance of lake water intake flow of 100,000 gallons per minute from the Great Salt Lake, which is just pretty wild. And, you know, to back it up, you know, they have historically been taking this water out of the lake, but we've reached a point where the lake is so low that that water is no longer going into those collection canals by natural gravity. So they want to dig them deeper and they want to dig them longer so they can just get their straw just all the way into this kind of sad looking limping lake that we have these days. So this permit is on its way to a federal level. Right now, we are at a point where it is at a stopping point. It's at a pre-check step through the Division of Water Quality with the state of Utah.
Okay.
We see this as our most likeliest chance to get this stopped, as we do have a sound legal argument that this does impair water quality if this permit were to be established and certified and put through.
So if I understand this correctly, U.S. Magnesium is basically saying, we want more water, we want deeper canals now. And the concern is that if this isn't fought and shut down at the state level, it will be escalated to a federal level, at which point it's harder to fight?
So as I said, you have this argument of national security. So if it makes it to the federal level, they're basically just going to rubber stamp this one. You know, unfortunately, they don't really care about what we're going to be breathing in from a toxic dust bowl. They don't really care about the loss of millions and millions of birds that we're going to see washing up on the lakeshore. Why that's important is because you hear about the brine shrimp, you hear about the brine flies. It kind of is this thing like, Why do people care about these stupid little shrimp? Why do they care about these stupid little flies?
That's a good question.
I mean, that's the food chain for this entire ecosystem. We're fighting an angle of water quality due to increased salinity levels, because water is going to be drawn out of the lake by U.S. magnesium. All of these, this whole ecosystem will collapse because the brine shrimp and the brine flies can't survive in destroyed water quality. It's terrible. And it's, you know, not only is it just going to affect where we are here in Salt Lake City, but it's going to ripple out to the larger ecosystem throughout the United States. You know, these are migratory birds. They're ending up in Canada and Alaska. They're ending up all over the place. So it'll affect those ecosystems as well. An argument I heard the other day is we don't know what type of disease is going to be born out of all these birds being dead on the side of the lake. Like, who knows how that'll affect us. But we are really, if this permit gets approved, we are facing ecosystem collapse.
Epic Brewing is one of the OGs in building Utah's craft beer scene. But I am most excited about their recent adventures in canned cocktails. First, they released the Utah Mule. And as a big fan of ginger, I have been sipping those for almost a year now. But now, this April, we have the Utah Margarita. A delicious, locally fermented blend of real lime and agave, and they create alcohol by fermenting cane sugar instead of using tequila, which means you can buy Utah margaritas at the grocery store. Pick up a 6-pack of Epic Brewing's Utah Margarita or Utah Mule at any local Harmon's or Trader Joe's. Or you can visit Epic Brewery on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City. They're open 7 days a week. And this fall, look out for the Utah Cosmo. We talk a lot on this show about our city's crown jewels. What are the institutions that open doors in our community and regulate its pulse? I choose Salt Lake Community College, and it is a home for incredibly focused Salt Lakers. Nearly 80% of their students work while going to school, many full-time jobs. If I could do college all over again, I would not be 33 and sitting on these damn student loans. And slick students aren't. 80% graduate with little to no student loan debt or save thousands knocking out credits before transferring to a 4-year institution. Every day, Salt Lake Community College is transforming lives and communities through education. If you want to learn something new, refine a trade, or pursue a higher degree for the first time, explore your options at slcc.edu. Study alongside hard workers, save precious money, and be one in a class of 19, not 100. I'm trying to figure out who's not reading the room in this situation, because what we've been hearing from the Utah legislature and state leaders is that they're really concerned about the lake. Governor Cox is worried about the lake. He just issued a proclamation saying no new diversions from the lake. Speaker of the House Brad Wilson is worried about the lake. He just hosted a summit. Like, it feels like the biggest story in our state right now in so many ways. And yet, I'm struggling to see where U.S. Magnesium is even on the table, given what we're hearing from leaders. Why would the state even consider this project? Do they have to legally consider it? Like, is that what's happening here?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, it is kind of a profits over people type scenario is why you're kind of seeing U.S. Magnesium get away from it as far as it's concerned with folks like Speaker of the House Brad Wilson and our entire state legislature. I mean, that's just kind of business as usual. But I never come out against the bureaucrats. You know, the bureaucrats are just doing their job. You know, U.S. Magnesium puts in this permit, so they have to, like, they legally have to, like, hear this, like, draft permit and put it out for public comment. But, you know, U.S. Magnesium time and time again has been proven a bad actor. If you want to make magnesium, if you want to produce magnesium, that's all fine and dandy. But you either, A, you got to, for every gallon of water you take out of the lake, you got to go buy some water rights upstream and secure those water rights coming down to the lake. Or you just got to, you got to come up with a new way to do it. You got to pay a new engineering team to float some pipes to the other side of the lake, or do it in a way that you kind of catch the water from these evaporative processes. The reason I ultimately remain hopeful is because we had just over 100 people. I think it was about 120 people at a public hearing for this permit 2 or 3 weeks ago now. And it was just so beautiful and inspiring, the movement that is emerging out of this Great Salt Lake issue.
It sounds like you don't think this is a done deal. And it sounds like you think the best place to strike down this U.S. Mag deal is right now at the state level. Who has the power to cut this thing off? Like, when people are getting involved, writing public comment, who are they addressing it to?
So it's just being addressed to the Division of Water Quality. That's essentially that is who the entity is that is going to say yay or nay on this. And they've been working with us. You know, the public comment period was supposed to close, I believe, a week ago or maybe 2 weeks ago. They gave us a 3-week extension on the public comment period. So they are hearing us, and they're seeing all of this upswell around this issue for certain. Ultimately, we want them to turn down this permit.
I'm obsessed with this recent polling that was in the Deseret News that 81% of Utahns are at least somewhat worried about the lake. I mean, that's got to be, like, one of the strongest polling issues in the whole state. 81 is pretty high for us. And so I think there are probably a lot of folks who are getting involved. I mean, I never thought that I would want to get involved in water bureaucracy, but here we are. And so I think a lot of people are coming into this and they're hot. They're coming in hot. They're frustrated. Like, they want to submit public comment. What are kind of the basics of writing a good public comment without spending half your day doing it?
I mean, you don't have to spend half your day, that's for sure. It's not going to take you more than 5 or 10 minutes to do. Something that's really important that we've really been trying to work and stress throughout our organizational connections, we just need a large range of voices on this. So definitely make sure that you kind of state who you are, why you care about this type of stuff. And ultimately, when it comes to this permit, we do really distinctly need to make a water quality angled issue because this is the vision of water quality. You need to have a sentence or two in your public comment that says, this is affecting the water quality because it is raising salinity levels in the lake, and then it is going to disrupt the food chain. Is you just need that one sentence, and that is taken into effect, and it will be part of the grander kind of roundup of all the comments that is going to be given. I'm happy to help anybody through this process. My email is really easy. It's alex@healutah.org. Everybody's concerned about what they're going to be breathing. Everyone's concerned about the snowpack and the economic issues that are around this. Everyone's heard these arguments before about the Great Salt Lake, but
air quality is definitely my big one. I love birds, but like, I'm like, what are we going to be breathing? That's my North Star.
I hear you. I mean, I have this in my own personal life, these conversations. So like, what do you think? Is the lake really going to be like, are we good? Should I sell my house? Should I get out of here?
Leave the key in the door?
Yeah, I remain strong that I am so inspired and excited to see the folks that have stepped up already. We're getting organized, we're meeting up, and we're figuring out how to solve this issue.
Alex Veilleux, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks so much, Allie. Always good to see you.
Mark your calendars, folks, because the public comment period for this U.S. magnesium deal ends this Monday, November 14th. And Save Our Great Salt Lake is hosting a quick workshop on writing an effective public comment tonight, November 10th at 7 p.m. on Zoom. I put the link in the show notes. At the meeting, you can write and submit your comment, and then put your newfound comment writing skills to good use forevermore. Because between the Great Salt Lake, Parley's Canyon Mine, and the gondola proposal, writing public comments is something we should all get pretty good at. That's all for us today here on CityCast Salt Lake. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow morning with more from around this city. Bye!